Wake up, Paddington.
Come on.
Here. You all right? Let's take a look at you. Blimey. You've lost a bit of blood, haven't you?
We'll do with a proper bandage, that's for sure.
Now, don't worry. I'm just getting this handkerchief out of the way. And we can see what the... No.
The Engineer's Thumb by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Peter Mackey. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Stephen Tomkinson as Victor Hatherley and John Moffat as Colonel Lysander Stark. The Engineer's Thumb.
Of all the problems which have been submitted to my friend, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, for solution during the years of our intimacy, there were only two which I was the means of introducing to his notice, that of Mr. Hatherley's thumb and that of Colonel Warburton's madness. Of these, the latter may have afforded a finer field for an acute and original observer, but the other was so strange in its inception and so dramatic in its details that it may be the more worthy of being placed upon record, even if it gave my friend fewer openings for those deductive methods of reasoning by which he achieved such remarkable results. The story has, I believe, been told more than once in the newspapers, but, like all such narratives, its effect is much less striking when set forth on block in a single half column of print than when the facts slowly evolve before your own eyes and the mystery clears gradually away as each new discovery furnishes a step which leads on to the complete truth. At the time, the circumstances made a deep impression upon me, and the lapse of 2 years has hardly served to weaken the effect. By the late summer of 89, not long after my marriage, I had returned to civil practice and finally abandoned Holmes in his Baker Street rooms. As I happened to live at no great distance from Paddington Station, I got a few patients from amongst the officials there. One of these, whom I had cured of a painful and lingering disease, was never weary of advertising my virtues and of endeavouring to send me on every sufferer over whom he might have any influence. One morning, at a little before 7 o'clock, I was awakened by the maid tapping at the door to announce that two men had come from Paddington and were waiting in the consulting room. I dressed hurriedly, for I knew by experience railway cases were seldom trivial. As I hastened down the stairs, my old ally, the guard, came out of the consulting room and closed the door behind him.
Morning, Doctor.
Morning.
I've put him in there for you. I thought it for the best.
Yes, of course, but what exactly is...
A new patient. I wanted to bring him round myself.
That's very thoughtful of you.
I'd better get back if that's all we're saying to you.
Yes, of course. And thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Morning to you.
Morning. Right. Sorry to have kept you waiting. My name's Watson.
I'm sorry to have knocked you up so early.
Oh, that's quite all right, Mr.
Hatherley. Victor Hatherley. I believe your maid left my card in the hall.
Oh, I'm afraid I...
It would also tell you that I'm a hydraulic engineer.
What can I do for you, Mr. Hatherley?
I came in by train this morning to Paddington.
My journey can be monotonous. Now, if you...
Oh, my name could not be called monotonous. I have had a serious accident, you see. It's hardly the sort of thing that happens every night.
That will do, Mr. Hatherley.
Well, just as well, eh? Just as well. Do you see? Do you see?
Stop it.
Do you see?
Stop it!
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I seem to have made rather a fool of myself.
Drink this. That's it. All of it.